Armando Herrera, Armando Herrera, Herrera, 3/17/62. His complaints: hypertension, headache, dizziness, hypertension out of control, headache, dizziness, out of medication, abnormal history of abnormal EKG, decreased exercise tolerance, nausea. Patient's blood pressure initially when she came in was 180 over 80, came down to 140 over 97. He's a 60-year-old man who's not married, has one child, does work for a textile company here in South Texas, does a lot of walking. He's been having some decreased exercise tolerance and some dizziness, leg swelling. He had a catheterization done in 2020 or 2021 where he had definite heart disease with peripheral vascular disease, as well as carotid stenosis, which we have repeated those today. Period. New paragraph. He also feels tired. He has leg swelling. He has leg pain. He was given Neurontin for leg pain, the 300 milligram, but the 300 milligram appears to be too large at this time. Medication is not taken. The medication review of system as above, family history, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, surgery, hernia, cardiac catheterization. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, not married, one child, does a lot of walking outside during his job, allergen or drug allergy, medication, gabapentin, 300 milligram, he's not taking, or COVID immunization up to date times two. He weighs 190 pounds, no significant change, he tells us, 97%, 97.4, 16, 58, 140 over 97. Period. Actually put on the weight, he's actually gained 13 pounds since 2020. Heart, positive from positive, 2 over 6, systolic ejection murmur at the left sternal border. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, the skin shows no rash, oral mucosal tannulation, logical non-focal. Lower extremity shows positive pulses. Assessment number one, hypertension out of control. Number two, start patient on lisinopril 20, 12 and a half once a day. Next number is check blood work. Next number is check kidneys in face of renal hypertension out of control. Minimal renal disease noted. Next number is no hydronephrosis. Next number is add aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Next number is change in Neurontin from 300 to 100 milligram. Next number, his EKG is definitely abnormal. Given the abnormality of his EKG, even though he's not having any chest pain, I recommend the patient to go to the emergency room, get CPK and troponin, but he refuses big letters. This was discussed with the patient by two different interpreters and myself. Next number is BPH. Next number is hypertension out of control. Next number is noncompliance. Next number is dizziness. His carotid ultrasound shows worsening of his stenotic lesions in the past. Next one is aortic stenosis, no significant change. Next one is referred to cardiologist ASAP. Next one is fatty liver, no change. Next one is intermittent claudication. Next one is reduced Neurontin from 300 to 100 milligram at nighttime because it does help, but it makes him groggy in the morning. Next one is peripheral vascular disease. Next one is findings discussed with patient. Next one is once again, patient was told to go to the emergency room, but again, he refuses. Next one is he's to come back next week. Next one is check blood work, including CBC, lipids, PSA, B12, vitamin D, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C. Thank you.